Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Matt Friel from Mid Prairie to talk about the community service trip they'll be taking students on next year. So let's get started with this. For people who aren't too familiar with what you're doing with this community service trip, can you kind of give a little bit of background on it?
Yeah, so we have, over the last couple of years, have taken a lot of our at-risk kids and performed community service activities. So whether it be working at the Ronald McDonald House or sandbagging in Cedar Rapids or volunteering around the school, we found out that some of our kids who aren't as successful in the classroom are also very, very successful in that kind of community service roles. And so we started making that part of our curriculums. And when Hurricane Florence happened, I kind of reached out to a couple people that I knew in North Carolina to put some feelers out there to see if this would be something that would be possible. And so I then reached out to the administration team at Mid Prairie, and they were all for it. So here in February, the 10th through the 16th, we are going to be driving to Beaufort, North Carolina, which is right on the coast. And we're going to be ripping out and gutting houses and preparing them for reconstruction.
And then in years past with these, with this community service, what kind of impact directly do you think that has on the kids?
Well, I think it really gives them a little bit of a confidence booster that, like, not everybody succeeds in that traditional classroom, but they still have a ton of value that they can add to a community. And so if you think about those kids who aren't the best at taking tests, who aren't the best at reading and writing, but they can go out and help somebody and find real value in that, and also just kind of learn what it means to be a real community member, it's incredibly impactful for those kids.
Then what exactly are you guys going to be doing in Beaufort?
So there are the company that we're working through. We're working through United Methodist Corps of Relief. They have 100 houses that were hit by the hurricane that need to be just gutted. So pulling drywall, pulling carpet, removing stuff that was damaged by the floods, and just basically pulling it all the way down to bare studs so that those construction companies can come in and start rebuilding.
And as far as funding efforts go, can you give me a little bit of update where you're at with that and how people can help?
Yeah. We have received a grant from the Fund for Academic Excellence. They're helping cover fuel and some safety supplies. We received a big donation from a local community member. And so right now we're still looking for about $3,000. There is a GoFundMe page. You can find it. I shared it on Facebook. It's kind of going around. It's Hurricane Florence Relief by Mid Prairie Community Outreach. Also, if you would like to just donate, you can write out a check and take it to central office or mail it to central office. And if you would like a tax reimbursement form, please just let us know and we'll make sure to get one of those sent out.
And what about this excites you the most?
You know, I got into working in human services because I did church mission trips, and it kind of empowered me to feel like I could make a difference and that there are people out there that could value my skills. And so it just kind of started the ball rolling on this journey, which has led me to this behavioral interventionist position at Mid Prairie.
And then when you talk with some of the students involved in this, what's their reactions? Are they excited? Are they nervous? What are they feeling?
Yeah, they're really excited. I think some of them have some nerves that once we get closer, they're going to be having a little bit more of that just because some of them haven't really left the state. Some of them have never seen the ocean. And some of them haven't been away from like their parents or guardians for this long before. So there's definitely a ton of excitement surrounding that, but there's also some nerves of just kind of that unknown, kind of along with adults too, because this hasn't ever been done before from a school standpoint.
Is there anything else about the program or this trip that you'd like people to know?
I think it's another way that Mid Prairie shows that success doesn't just have to be in the classroom. Like, we can raise wholesome kids through a variety of activities, and sometimes sometimes for some of those kids, we just have to reach outside the box a little bit. We greatly appreciate the community support that we're getting.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Matt Friel from Mid Prairie to talk about the community service trip he'll be taking students on next year. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.